In today's Mishnah, from the 7th and 9th Mishnah, from the 7th Perek Masech Degit, and the Mishnah begins, Harezi Gitechim lo bati mikan ad shloshim yom. So Hazman says, this is your get, if I don't return within 30 days. Ve'au lech miyuhuda lagalil. So importantly for this Mishnah, the tnai, the condition, is twofold. One is that this individual, this husband, is walking from the region of Yehuda to the Galil. And he says that this get, there's only two ways this get is going to be chal. I mean, it's going to take effect. Either the sooner I reach the Galil, and then immediately, even if it's within 30 days, or if I simply don't return within 30 days. The Mishnah says then, Higia la Antipatras. This is a city in the north of Yehuda, by the border between Yehuda and Galil, these two regions in Eretz Israel. And then Vechazar, and he returns within 30 days. Mishnah says, Batel Tna'o. The Tna'i wasn't met, the condition wasn't met, and the get doesn't take hold. So importantly, the point we're mentioning this Mishnah, or what we're learning, is also that Antipatras is considered still part of Yehuda, despite the fact it's on the border between Yehuda and Galil. So similarly, he says, Harezi Gitech, I'm giving you a get on condition, Im lo bati mikam ad shloshim yom, that I don't come within 30 days. V'haya holech mi Galil Yehuda, and they're situated in the Galil, and he's going southward towards the region of Yehuda. Once again, it's a twofold tnai, that either as soon as I reach Yehuda, the get is chal, the get will take effect, or if I do not return within 30 days. And then v'higia l'kfar otnai, so he reaches Kfar Otnai, which is in the south of the Galil by the border of Yehuda, v'chazar, and he returns within 30 days. Mishnah says, well, batel tna'o, the condition has not been met because Kfar Otnai is still within the Galil. If he says, Naharezi gitechim lo bati mikan ad shloshim yom, he makes a similar condition that if he does not return within 30 days, the get is a get. V'hayolech, and he's going towards Minid Hayam, he's going overseas. And he reached Akko, which is by the border of Eretz Israel, the Chazar, and then returned within 30 days. Mishnah says, Batel Tana'o, the condition has not been met because Akko is still considered within Eretz Israel and is returned within 30 days. Let's now learn the next case. Hareza Gitech calls Man She'evor Mikineged Panecha Shloshim Yom. He says, this get is yours as long as I not see you within his period of 30 days. Despite the fact the husband is Hayaholech Oba, Vahaholech Oba, he was coming and going. You think you might be concerned that maybe they've made up. Since they haven't been beyichud with one another in seclusion with another, then the condition of lo ra'at panei has been met, and a reze get, and this is considered a get. Importantly, here the Gemara explains that at the time he gave her the get, he says one of the conditions is that I'm giving you this get, and you will be believed if you say that I didn't make up with you, we didn't make up. Because otherwise, we might be concerned that if she says after 30 days, look, you didn't make up with me, and he says, yes, we did make up, what are you talking about? And the get should be batel. So therefore, built into this case has to be the fact that the husband says, and you will be trusted. I mean, I won't have a counterclaim. You can be completely trusted if you claim within this 30-day period we didn't make up with one another. Let's now learn Mishnah Chet. Mishnah begins. Harezi gitech im lo bati mikan v'ad shne masar chodesh. Husband says, I'm giving him the get, and it will be a get if I don't return within 12 months. Importantly, he didn't say it's a get from now. He said it will be a get if I do not return him within 12 months. And the Mishnah says, unfortunately, I met batoch shne masar chodesh. And the husband died within the 12 months. Mishnah says, ain't no get. It's not a get. Why? Because the get will only be chal, will only take effect after 12-month period, and already by then he was not alive, and we've said that a get cannot be given after the husband's passed away. If, however, he says, Harezi getet me'achshav, the get will be chal now, will take effect now, im lo bati mikan v'ad shlemesar chodesh, if it not return within 12 months, umet betoch shnemesar chodesh, and he dies within that 12-month period, Harezi get, then a get will take effect. Why? Because after the 12 months he will not have returned, and part of the condition was the get was actually take effect from the moment he handed over when he was alive. So therefore the get can take effect. Interesting debate that's not resolved, or question that's not resolved in the Gemara, is can she get remarried from the moment the husband dies since he will not be able to return, or does she still need to wait till this 12-month period is finished so that the condition is actually not met, they didn't return after 12 months? And it's left as a question that's left unresolved, and I'll leave that for your further study. Those are Mishnah today.